Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, February 20th, 2019, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Been getting a lot of calls on Mr. Ken Moore. He's doing much better. We're asking everyone to please keep him in your prayers. He is actually going to be meeting with his heart surgeon tomorrow. The Level Up Convention in Oklahoma City is now just 2.5 weeks away. It is the biggest Legal Shield event of the year. And if you haven't yet registered for that event, and if you're serious about your Legal Shield business, it's a must that you attend. Of course, while you're there, make sure and make your travel arrangements to include our More Success Team breakout session on Sunday morning, March 12th, from 9 a.m. until noon. This is a great time to meet and greet the leadership on our More Success Team. To register, just go to our website, moresuccessteam.com. Our breakout sessions are like a family reunion, and we can't wait to see everyone again this year. To begin tonight's call, I want to go to Kyle, Texas, and to $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Manly Wilson, who has actually some recognition that he wants to give on his team. Mr. Wilson, are you there?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me well?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, it's always a pleasure when we have someone on our team, I'm sure on any of our teams, who go out there and get after it when they first get in the business. And it's my pleasure tonight to share a story real quick about a young lady called named Belinda Schuler here in the Austin area. I ran into her actually at a model home. Barbara and I were out looking at homes one day and ran into her and started a conversation. And actually that day she actually signed up, became an associate and a member at the same time, and started her Legal Shield business that day. And I'm so proud of her. Within the next 5 days, that was on January the 23rd, by January the 28th, she had contacted her realtor friend, Kathy Lehay, out in San Diego, California, who on a three-way call with her also became an associate and a member, who then got on the phone with her friend in Cedar Park, Miss Jerry Spencer, who became an associate and a member on February the 3rd, within the next 6 days, and then within the next 5 days, Jerry had us meet with one of her dear friends who's also a realtor, Joy Herring, here in Austin. So in a matter of 16 days from start to finish, Miss Belinda Schuler, Fast Start qualified, leveled up, and it's our pleasure to let her say a few words what that has meant to her. So, Belinda, are you on the phone?
I am. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. It's great to be here. I have a great team of girls that we're all after the same objective, to be financially independent in a five-year plan. And have, for me personally, it's weekends off after not having weekends off since 1993. So I'm ready to get after it. I know my team is. They're a good bunch of people. I'm ready to take anybody that wants to go with me.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that, Belinda, and we're proud of you and all of your team. And I know those other three are leveling up as fast as they can as well. So turn the call back over to you, Randy.
All right, Manny. Again, congratulations to Belinda. Job well done. Now
thanks,
I would
sir.
Like to introduce Legal Shield and the More Success Team's newest $200,000 ring runner from the great state of Arizona, Miss Linda Bowden and Mr. Alex Gardner. Welcome to the call.
Hey Randy, I'll start the call. Randy said we just wanted us to talk to us for a couple of minutes about, you know, getting our new $200,000 ring. And one thing that I wanted to say is, you know, for those of you that are new in Legal Shield, or for those of you that have been around Legal Shield for a while, you know, or maybe you've been around Legal Shield for a long time. And I want you to just kind of reconsider what it is that you have gotten involved in. And I don't think we talk about this as much as maybe we ought to, but really, honestly and truly, I think over the last just about 30 years, what I've realized is this has been an amazing career. You couldn't have picked a better career. And what's really great about this is you can tailor make this career to fit your needs and to fit your lifestyle and to fit the things that you enjoy. So you can really tailor make a career for yourself with Legal Shield. It's also been an amazing journey and really quite an adventure. I mean, who would have guessed? I mean, if you would have looked back basically 30 years and thought, wow, I never could have imagined looking 30 years in the future that not only would I still be here, but that all the amazing things that have gone on have happened. And then I think the second point that I'd really like to make, and the one that most people responded to, we were on the call this morning, and I guess we were in the newsletter, is that people really, really responded to this. You know, we've made over 200,000, before. This is by far hasn't been the first time. I mean, the first time was probably was many, many years ago. So, you know, we've been hoovering around this mark for quite some time. But here's the good part. This is the best part of all. This $200,000 ring, which is a symbol for a $200,000 as-earned income. So this ring is as-earned. This isn't an advanced commission $200,000. This wasn't a giant group that we wrote and we got $200,000 for writing a group. This is an as-earned income. And that is just so amazing. I remember Ken and Shirlene Moore talking to me about renewals and talking about writing really good business and having good retention. And they were talking to me about these things in the very, very beginning. And then somewhere in the beginning for me, say 1987, and then somewhere in the middle, we kind of lost sight of that as a company. And I think we've all been through the fire with that. We've lost sight of retention. And I think we started forgetting how powerful renewals are, okay? So I'm here to remind you of that for sure. It is just so critical to have a solid team writing solid memberships and be doing and recruiting as well. I mean, recruiting is king. Without a team, really, it'd be very difficult to get to a $200,000 renewal income, I believe, without a team. I could be wrong about that. Maybe a mathematician could tell me about that. But you want to have a team. Why do it all by yourself? So keep that in mind, is that retention and renewals are going to generate and propel your business. So I think I'll just hand it over to Alex, the guy that makes me look good every day.
Thanks, Linda. And just to piggyback on as you were talking, I was just kind of thinking of an analogy I sometimes think of about our business, that we are really like the author and the publisher of our Legal Shield book of business. And what I mean by that is, regardless of the spoke of the wheel that we personally focus on, whether we focus on personally writing a huge book of personal business like Jimmy Parrish or Harold Pinson or Rona Unsell have done, or whether our focus is on being more of a publisher, building a team of co-authors like Jeff and Cindy Hughes or Dave Hall or Manly and Barbara Wilson, or whether we choose to personally do a lot of both, like the Moore family, the Petermans, and the Rioses have done very well. Any way you cut it, we're building a book of business, either on our own or through a team. So in Legal Shield, the only way our book gets written is to add words, right, which we happen to call memberships. That's the only thing we get paid on as the author and publisher of our business. And so our goal as a successful Legal Shield associate, much like a successful author, is to write enough well-written books between us and our team, our co-authors, that stay on the bookshelf shelf and continue to be printed and keep all the well-earned royalties coming into our household and the households of our co-authors, and our members stay protected, right? If there's a cancellation, if somebody's not protected, if that shield goes away from their household, then it's like a word or a sentence being taken out of that book. And, of course, we all know Mr. Kenneth Morris has done it all and is one of the all-time best-selling authors and publishers in Legal Shield history. He probably added a few volumes to his library this month. So with that, Mr. Moore, thank you for allowing us to share a few thoughts tonight. We appreciate all you and your family continue to do for the team, and I'll turn the call back over to you.
Well, Linda and Alex, congratulations to you guys, $200,000 ring earners, multi-millionaire club members. We're very, very proud of you guys, and I know the best is yet to come. Now, it is my privilege to introduce tonight's special guest speakers. They live in Kyle, Texas. And prior to Legal Shield, Manley was in the mortgage industry, and Barbara was working in the banking industry. He started part-time in 2008 just to make his mortgage payment. Within the next year and a half, he was able to retire Barbara off her job and to quit his job. They are now full-time in the business, have earned their $100,000 ring, and have two $50,000 ring earners on their team as well. They have PC qualified for 92 months, BMW qualified, and are building an incredible team all across North America. Barbara, Manley, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you so much. And I just want to throw in one other thing I left out a while ago. On our team, under Miss Stephanie Bowley, one of our $50,000 ring earners, she has a new recruit that's only been in the business 3 months, and she was just recognized on the call this morning as having three new recruits already. So we're definitely tickled for her and proud of her for getting in and recruit. But, you know, we always count it a pleasure to share with our Legal Shield family. There's so many incredible leaders on the Moore team, and we know we're probably at the bottom of that totem pole, and that's fine because we always look up to those that are on this call to train. And it's just a privilege to be on here tonight. But I'm going to turn it over to my lovely business partner, my wife. Barbara wanted to share some information with you, and if she doesn't run out of time, then I'll jump on at the end. But I'm going to turn it over to my lovely wife, Barbara. Here you go, Barbara.
Thank you so much. I am so glad to be on the call. I love Monday night calls. It's time for us to get together as the Moore family. We get to recognize each other for our achievements. And I'm so proud of Alex and Linda. I just love them, and I just appreciate all they do and the contribution they make to the team. And we're excited about being a part of the Moore team as well. As Randy was saying, Manley and I, we were introduced to 9 years ago, and we had never even heard of Legal Shield, didn't know a thing about it. But Manley was working as a mortgage loan officer. I never saw him. I just never saw him. I was a banker, and I never, and so we were hardly ever crossed paths. He worked weekends and nights, and I was gone during the day. We saw it, and we saw the integrity of the company right away, and we knew it was something we could get behind, and it was like, wow, we would have been looking for something. We didn't know it was going to be this, but we were looking for something, and Manley got started working Legal Shield at lunch, after work, at the gas station, anywhere he was excited about this membership, and he was sharing it with everyone he came in contact with. Now, me, I was a little slower. My enthusiasm and belief came with every deposit that Legal Shield put in our account. That was important to me because we had been in MLMs before, and they had not been good experiences for us because you put your heart in and you didn't make any money. But with Legal Shield, the profits came quickly. And if we worked, they paid us. It was incredible. Who ever heard of such a thing? And we were pretty happy about that. So with the excitement and the little bit of knowledge that we had from our previous experience, we started doing briefings in a restaurant with a DVD. And it's kind of funny now to think back how primitive we were when we started. We knew just enough to get started, and we sponsored a people, and we've been sponsoring a big one person a month for every month for 9 years. So you can see the momentum building. It was slow but consistent, and that kind of excitement is what kept us in tune to our Legal Shield business. It wasn't shortly after that we started. We rented a hotel, a meeting space, and we started meeting there. We were in the business for a whole year before we figured out we were not the only ones in the business. There were other people, and we found out that they were having a corporate sponsored meetings and trainings, and so we joined that. And we were like, "Oh wow, it's bigger than us. This is exciting to know that." We weren't out there by ourselves. Even though we had a sponsor, I think we scared them off early. they didn't stay with us as long as we had hoped. But with that excitement, we started building, and every year that we've been in the business, we've doubled our income. It was small when we started, but you understand that doubling every year was exciting. And by year 2015. We were excited about the business, and I had made a sticky note and put it on my computer. It said, "Manley and Barbara Wilson will earn their $100,000 ring by December the 31st in 2015. Well, let me tell you, we went to the conference in Las Vegas in July that year, and I could see the possibilities of that happening. I was in tears. I was crying. it actually could work. This business that we had been learning about for all these years could actually come to pass, that we could actually do this. Well, we got home, and, of course, we were busy in work mode, and I just put that out of my head because I didn't want to think about it. That was way more pressure than I could deal with, so we just went back to work. And in December, Jeremy said, y'all are close, you need to get busy. I said, oh, my gosh, it was really overwhelming. But I try to get it out of my head. I don't work well under pressure. But on December the 27th, we got a call from corporate, and corporate said, you have earned your $100,000 ring. I can't tell you or explain the excitement of that. It proved that this system works, and I just want to encourage you to work the system. So if you haven't already earned your ring, that you can get it, and it's possible for all of us on the call. And by earning that ring in December, we also qualified for a $30,000 bonus that they paid out to us in March. I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that the possibilities for you are there if you have not earned those achievements yet. Just do the course, stay the course, and you can see that one sponsor a month was not all that exciting, but it still got us to the goal that we wanted, our first big hit. So I just can't tell you how exciting that is for us. And then that we have those other two ring earners on our team and more to come. That's the way this works. The excitement of that and the stability of our business because of our consistency is there for everyone to achieve. You know, when you're doing the Legal Shield business, you're always told recruit, 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 and don't get it out of order. And we started our organization not knowing a lot, but we had passion about the membership and the opportunity. And I just encourage you to start where you are, start where you're planted, and know that and believe that God is with you on this journey. We always start daily by asking God to put someone in front of us that we can help. And, you know, he always does. He finds someone that needs us or that needs a service that we can help. And that's the way we go about our membership. We don't sponsor just anyone. We don't try to sell memberships to people that can't afford it. If someone can't make a payment, that's not a good prospect. That's a suspect, as I have been told over the years. So, but now if they have a job, they can afford it. We just show them how with the perks that they can afford this membership. We never offer this membership singly. We always do it as a joint membership. We always say make sure we always offer both. And if someone doesn't want both, we let them bring it up. We can break it out and sell it to them separately. But we know as long-time members, they need them both, and we want to protect our members as much as we can. So we let them make that decision if they don't. We also get questions about building teams. Do we put people frontline or downline? How does that, or stack people? How does that work? And, you know, this is a really personal question with each recruit that you sponsor. You want to make sure that what's best for them is what we do. We had to learn all this. This was not second nature to us because we need to make sure you feed your family first. And if you don't have a job, you don't stack people. You need that profit right away. But if you have a job and you because this is if you have frontline people that you sponsor, that is to feed your family today. When you stack people, that's to feed your family in the future. And those are decisions the new associates need to make, and as sponsors, you need to help teach them that. Because what we really want to do is help people level up. That's our big goal, and teach them how to mark their own self so they'll know when it's time to level up next. And they don't have to participate in the bonus program, but it sure is exciting when you get that extra money for doing what you're going to do anyway. And if you do it in a timely basis, isn't that fun? That's what this is all about, is having some fun with this. So you're never a prophet in your own land. You must know that as a leader in your Legal Shield business. So it's real important that you make sure that when you recruit someone, that you put them on the More Team call every Monday night so they can get a bigger picture of what's happening. Make sure that you get them to a briefing every week and make sure they're committed to that so that they can see a bigger picture, different people, a different version of what we're doing. And those super Saturdays are important. Those regionals are important. And always the conference is the big picture of all, so that you can make goals and teach your people to make goals for next year. It's important to spread the excitement and that you not be the deal, because they need to see it from other people. Third party, from the first phone call is third party all the way through your Legal Shield business. You need other people to validate what you've been telling them all along. So it's part of what we do. excuse me so much. You know, Jeremy's always been so helpful to us. He's been, Jeremy and Stephanie have mentored us since we started. When we first got started, I was so afraid of that performance club. It just scared me to death that we couldn't do it. It was too big of a, too much pressure. And I just want you to help teach new people that, that don't go for those five, always go for the 10. Because five will get you a car, but if you just shoot for five, you've got to, you'll always miss it. Jeremy said, shoot for 10, so you'll always have extra points for next month. And if life happens, some life events happens that keeps you from working, you'll be qualified and you'll still be on track. But you got to know that making Performance Club is not a living. That's just a, that's a car bonus. That's all that is. So you really want to shoot for 10 so that you qualify for your trip. You always want to have extra. And the most important thing about that is that you want to teach that. If you have five people doing 10, that is 50 points. That is ED, every solid, that's a solid ED business every month. And it's just everybody doing a little. And you really want to help people understand that this is a duplicatable business, and you have to teach it as a duplicatable business so that everybody can do it and everybody can succeed. This is a relationship building business, and you really have to be kind and strong with your team so that they know that you have their best interest at heart. So you want them to learn Mr. Stonecipher's vision, and that is that everyone in North America needs the membership and should have it, and that we're going to build more millionaires than any other company in America. So that's the vision that we want everybody to have and to latch on to. And your faith will grow with the business with every sale that you make and every story that a member tells you and every story that you have for yourself. So just want everybody to take responsibility for your own life and every day in every way, so that you can be successful with Legal Shield. Your life will be successful, and that you can that you have your future in your own hands. So I just want to say thank you for letting me be on the call. I'm losing my voice. I'll let Manley finish up for me, but thank you so much. And I we just love the Moore team, and we love being on the call. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara, and I'll say a few words here as we wrap up. You know, when we started this business, you know, our expectation just was to be good at it. You know, good is not good enough in this business. Good is the enemy of great, and you will find yourself wanting to get better and better, and staying in the system and reading 10 pages of a good book, hanging out with people that are in this business is definitely an uplifting thing. You know, we're either going to be sell or we're going to be sold in life. I choose to sell. I'd rather be the one selling than the one to be sold to. And, you know, in this business, you have to decide that this is what you want. When you have that game plan interview with that brand new associate and you find out what that why is, it's so important. I think that's the biggest building block is that why in that brand new person, because you need to know how committed they are, what they want out of it, and what they're not willing to give or what they are willing to give. Because sometimes I know early on I certainly wanted more out of it for them than they wanted. So you just need to know that, so there's no disappointment in that person. Just be there for them until they're ready to come along. And make sure it's a priority in your life. If this is something you want to do, make a career out of it. And when you set a goal, make sure you finish that goal. You may miss the time frame, but always finish. Never fall short of the starting line. You know, we become our most dominating thoughts, most of us. You know, a man is literally what he thinks. And, you know, I can just tell you, Legal Shield has changed our lives. It's changed many people's of lives that we've passed, paths that we've crossed. And it's just a pleasure. I feel like that we're doing God's work. I always ask God every day before we start, as we pray around the breakfast table, please, God, put someone in front of me today that is hurting so that we may help them. So with that being said, we love each and every one of you. Can't wait to see each and every one of you across the stage. Love you all. Turn it back over to you, Randy.
All right, Manny. You and Barbara always do such a wonderful job. Looks like you talked a little bit about Jeremy and Steffi. It looks like Jeremy may be on the speaker line tonight. Jeremy, would you like to have a comment about Manny or Barbara tonight? If we've got him in speaker mode. Jeremy, were you able to get on in speaker mode? All right, maybe while he's trying to get on, let's go out to the state of Arizona. Miss Linda Bowden, I believe she's got a comment for you guys. Linda? Miss Bowden, are you on? Let's unmute your line.
I'm on.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Go right ahead.
Okay. You guys are such servant leaders. I just love listening to the Wilsons. You both are so awesome. And one thing that just really intrigued me, and I may have heard this before, and it didn't register, but I am so intrigued with the one recruit a month. And how long did you do that for?
We've been doing it March 26th. Next month will be for 9 years. We've been recruiting an average of one a month.
That is fantastic. And I marvel at people who start out. Probably most of you on the line are part-time, and my hat goes off to anybody that works this business part-time. I mean, I think it's just the coolest thing, because I know it would be so hard for me to work a job and to come home and then put my other hat on and work Legal Shield. Not because I didn't love it, but because, you know, you're probably frazzled and you probably have all kinds of life things going on. But my goodness, one recruit a month for that long is just fabulous. And that's that's a wonderful formula. And I think the question I would have is when did you really notice when the one a month started catching fire?
Well, actually it started that rest of that first year from March, 2008. Through December. Matter of fact, I had made some notes of some figures here. Within the rest of that month, the rest of the year, we had signed up 9 associates, and 7 of those today are still with us on the team.
Oh, I love that. And do you think that most everybody that's listening in right now, who, let's just say, you know, is starting off with this part-time, I mean, that one a month formula, over time, but it's that consistency. It's that every month. It's not just one here, one there. It's every month averaging one a month. It sounds like a formula that maybe everybody could try.
Well, they can, because if I can do it, I was working 65 hours a week on my job, and I was excited. I tell you, one of the keys in this business, when you get in this business, you better be excited. You know, because people are going to buy your excitement. If you come across that it's no big deal, your voice is low, your energy's low, they're not going to get it. And I knew that membership was the lifeline for me and my family for the rest of my life. I just wish I'd known about it years ago. But I didn't, but that's okay. We're catching up. But you've got to be excited, guys. We have got our hands on the most precious commodity in the world, and that's this Legal Shield plan. We don't get paid for recruiting. That's just part of selling the membership and building the value into it. And the best way to do that is use that membership as often as you can. Get your stories so that other people, stories sell, facts tell, and they will buy your belief, your excitement. They'll see it in your eyes. And I love all the ways that we have to do business. But I tell you, I'm old fashioned. I love sitting in front of somebody where I can feel the emotion when I share that information with them, and I can see it in their eyes, I can hear it in their voice, that they get it. If I'm texting it to them or sending it to them over Prospect but Legal Shield, it's a great tool. It's just not the same as sitting down and seeing that and having that in front of you and experiencing them. That's the key. Be excited. Love what you're doing. And if you don't love what you're doing, you're probably in the wrong business.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Fantastic.
All right. Thanks, Linda. Appreciate that. I can tell you're very, very excited, Manly. But we've got a quick question. Let's go out to the state of Idaho and to $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Schieber. Damian, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right, Natalie, Barbara, great job as always, just like you did at the team event, rock the stage. So totally appreciate you guys. You know, you referenced the system. You talked about recruiting one a day, or one a month, rather. But, you know, my question is, just knowing your work ethic and knowing that there's a lot of new people on the call, I know for myself, you know, my first 14, 15, 18 months in the business, I mean, I was a fanatic about two exposures a day. And I'm just kind of curious, you know, what was your daily routine like that first year while you were going in Jack? I mean, how many exposures were you really doing and follow-up and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I have to be honest with you, I was doing a lot right then. My need was to make that mortgage payment. It was $1,600 a month. Back then, we only got $34.57 commission. We didn't get $60 like they do today. So I was on fire. When I went back to work that next day, I probably talked to 10 people in the office that day, and I never let up from that point forward. Did they all get it, and did they say yes? No. But I can tell you what, one a month said yes to the associate agreement, and I had either 4 to 5 people. There was the first year we didn't know about Performers Club. I didn't even know it existed. And there was many times that we were hitting 10 sales and beyond and just didn't even know that there was a Performers Club. Of course, you have to hit that consistently to be in the Performers Club. But I was just, I call it ignorance on fire. I was so fired up about that membership. And I'm still fired up about it 9 years later. I that's what drives me is that membership, because there's so many people hurting out there. My father was a minister for 65 years. And there was people that would come to our, in that church and sit in there and had so many problems going on in their personal life that they couldn't even hear the pastor preaching what he was saying on Sunday to get anything valuable for that. So I have a burning desire to tear this thing up and to tell as many people as I can. I'm not going to beat them over the head with it and not tell them they have to have it, but they're sure going to know that there's a person in Kyle, Texas that knows what that membership can do for them, and I'm going to tell them about it every time I can.
Appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate you, too. You did an incredible job yourself, $100,000 ring earner.
Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, Damian. We appreciate that. And, Manny, I just can't tell you how much we appreciate you and Barbara. We tried to show you and tell you as much as we can, but you guys are great team players. You great leaders down there in the Austin area. And, of course, you've got how many – you got team members in how many different states now? Was it 22, 23?
23 and 2 provinces of Canada.
Well, that's a pretty good start. You got nearly half of them covered, so work to do, right?
If we can all get them on the same note, we'll be platinum overnight.
Well, we appreciate you guys. You did an awesome job. Really appreciate Barbara, how she's really stepped up and how you both are working the business, and that makes a lot of difference. Sometimes you have a spouse that's they're not very helpful in the business. Maybe they're even against you a little bit in the business, but when you both can come together and work together this thing, you're proof of what can be done. So thank you guys so very much for being special team leaders and members on the More Success team, but doing a great job in Legal Shield, and thank you for your training tonight. You did a great job.
Thank you so much. And you have to remember, we are the Newlywed Game winners, so don't forget that.
Yeah, that's sort of an inside joke. If you're at the team retreat, the More Success team retreat this year, we had a Newlywed Game, and they actually won. So they're sort of on the same track, or they wouldn't have got that. So good job, guys. Appreciate you. Love you. And we can't wait to see you in about 2.5 weeks.
Looking forward to it. God bless each of you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, please keep Mr. Ken Moore in your prayers. And as he always says when he leaves a call each and every week, keep God first, your family second, and Legal Shield third. God bless you. We'll hear you on the call next week, and good night, everyone.